Now the Federal Drive with Tom Temin.
And thanks for joining us on this Thursday, July 27th, 2017. It's 5 minutes past the hour. I'm Jared Serbu filling in for Tom. Our producers are Lauren Larson and Eric White. Our web editors are Jory Heckman and Michael O'Connell. Coming up on this hour of the Federal Drive, how the EPA is updating its chemical regulation approach to become more risk-based. Also, the IRS needs to find new ways to archive its old emails. It's literally running out of floor space. Those stories and much more ahead during this hour of the Federal Drive. First up, though, money can't buy happiness, but it can help update the Internal Revenue Service's technology infrastructure and improve customer service levels. But an even bigger budget won't solve all of the tax administration's woes. To tell us more about what the IRS is facing in fiscal 2018 and what Treasury officials plan to do about it is Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers.
John Koskinen is using the last round of budget hearings in his term as IRS commissioner to urge lawmakers to consider giving the agency a bit more funding next fiscal year. President Donald Trump proposed a $10.9 billion budget, which is a cut of about $260 million for the agency from 2017. Koskinen testified at a Senate Financial Services and General Government Subcommittee hearing that for the IRS to maintain current performance levels, the agency would need an additional $220 million above fiscal 2017 numbers.
To think that, well, overnight we can give you a lot of money and make up for 7 or 8 years of underfunding. We're $900 million below where we were in 2010. If you gave us $900 million more today, I would say we probably can't spend it effectively. Our goal is not to try to solve this problem in one fell swoop. But you can't keep eroding the funding and expect us somehow, magically, out of whole cloth, to keep up.
Koskinen told reporters up to $8 billion per year is left uncollected, thanks in large part to a decline in the audit rate from 1.2% to 0.5%. Koskinen said his biggest concern is not with the $50 billion to $55 billion collected by the agency through enforcement activities, but the $3.3 trillion collected every year from people who pay their taxes because they think the system is fair.
People pay, as I say, because they think the system is fair. If they begin to think the system is not fair, that people, rich or otherwise, are not paying their fair share, it's corrosive to tax compliance. If you have a 1% decline in the compliance rate, it costs you $33 billion a year, $330 billion over the 10-year marking period. So this is not a simple question of, well, I take a grant-making agency and I don't give it money, it makes fewer grants. That's a problem for the grantees, and ultimately, but you can survive that. If you take the revenue arm of the organization and ultimately undermine its effectiveness, you're affecting, in fact, the ability of the government to finance its operations.
That fairness the IRS commissioner referred to also extends to having confidence that the IRS is available to answer questions and provide information to taxpayers. One of the results of continued funding reductions is a loss of workforce personnel. Koskinen said IRS expects to lose about 3,000 employees just this year. The agency would need to hire back about 18,000 people to get back to 2010 numbers, but the IRS could restore its 1.2% audit rate with an additional 3,000 to 4,000 people on the payroll. One of the reasons the agency is surviving with a smaller workforce is through shifting more taxpayer services online. Shifting those calls and in-person visits online means phone lines and assistance centers are more free to help people who don't have internet access or require in-person assistance to help with their tax filing and questions, which is a concern of both IRS watchdogs and members of Congress. Senator Joe Manchin, a West Virginia Democrat, said broadband isn't always what it could or should be in rural areas, and people who are either unfamiliar or uncomfortable with online options, like elderly taxpayers, appreciate traditional lines of communication. Shelley Capito, a fellow West Virginia senator, agreed.
Senator Manchin and I are from a very rural state. We do have challenges on our broadband deployment, deep challenges to our access. And, I guess I would put a plug in for that person-to-person assistance still being a very vital part of taxpayer services.
That was Senator Shelley Capito, West Virginia Republican. IRS Commissioner John Koskinen also clarified during his time on Capitol Hill that IRS would be pursuing streamlined critical pay authority to get technology experts hired and onboarded at the agency faster than it normally takes to hire within the federal government. SCP is different than the general federal government-wide critical position pay authority, which the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration recommended the IRS pursue.
So we had streamlined critical pay renewed every 4 years until 2013. It was then not renewed. The president's budget now proposes that it be reinstated, and we've been talking about it for the last 3.5 years. It was 40 positions. We never used all 40, but the vast majority are for technology people.
Technology is also a priority for Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, who testified July 26th before the subcommittee.
I am very focused on two aspects of it. One is our internal infrastructure, whether it be at the IRS or at Treasury. We obviously are responsible for keeping many taxpayers' information secure. So within the budget, we have prioritized technology spending within the IRS. And I've also worked very closely with the financial infrastructure of our banking systems, whether it's FBIC or through our other interagency processes. We are very focused on various mechanisms to make sure we can respond to a technology crisis within the financial sector.
That was Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. IRS Commissioner John Koskinen estimated it would take about $100 to $150 million per year to update the agency's IT infrastructure over the next 5 years. In Washington, Meredith Summers, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
And we will post Meredith's story at FederalNewsRadio.com. Still to come on Federal News Radio, how the EPA is updating its chemical regulation approach to become more risk-based. First, though, the IRS needs to find new ways to archive its old emails. It's literally running out of floor space. That's next on The Federal Drive with Tom Temin on FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM. I'm Jared Serbu, filling in for Tom.